There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Nick Redfern, author of Secret History, Conspiracies from Ancient Aliens to the New World Order, with Gene and Chris, and now we're getting deep and dirty into those conspiracies, into the way we look at our world and what might be really going on. Chris made a comment before we did our break, Nick. Let's have a transparent comment from Nick Redfern.
Well, yeah, I think this is something that's all around the world. There seems to be this culture of it's important to go down almost like a 1984 Orwellian pathway, you know, not with jackbooted troops knocking the doors down and burning books. It's almost like a slow, unstoppable progression into a worldwide, like, surveillance state. That seems to be how things are going. With little things introduced here and little things introduced there, it's like you don't notice it until it creeps up and you think, wow, you know, the world's completely different to how it was 20 years ago. But you didn't really notice it happening. And that's the dangerous thing when it occurs like that. You know, transparency goes away. Secrecy increases, more and more sort of rights and privacy laws are eroded, and then you find, well, that's where you are, you know, you're sort of far down the line, and what the hell happened in between, that kind of thing.
Right. Well, it's like the old axiom, when they came and took away the Jews, I didn't say anything because I wasn't Jewish, and then when they came and took away the gypsies, I didn't say anything because I wasn't a gypsy. And when it came and took me away, nobody said anything because it's very disheartening, I think. And, you know, I think the younger people who don't know any better, I think it's kind of normal for them. And that's, you know, this creeping institutionalization of secrecy and of surveillance, I think is kind of commonplace for young people. They've already become sort of numb to it. And that makes it easier for the powers that be to enact their Freedom Acts and their Patriot Acts and these types of disingenuous sounding, you know, oxymoron legislation. You know, I mean, I just read a thing this morning about, I think, police are requisitioning bayonets from the government now. Now, what the heck is a police force? A domestic police force need a bayonet for, or bayonets. You know, we're seeing a militarization of police. You know, we have these very shady kind of psyops military maneuvers like Jade Helm. It's just, I don't know. I think kids really, this is normal for them now. And I don't think you're going to have the kind of outcry. I think, you know, why complain about something that's normal to you?
You're right, because I think, you know, most of us listening to the show or on the show, et cetera, were born into an era that predates the internet. Now, of course, the internet has been a massively good, or it can be, you know, used the right way, it can be a massively good resource tool, you know, whether for social media, contacting friends, finding data and information, work, travel plans, you name it. But it also, you know, has the ability to sort of isolate people. And certainly you see that with, like, the young kids where, you know, I mean, how many young kids today ride in the U.S. ride the bikes around town and fall off the bike and get scrapes and cut and ride home at 7 o'clock with their friends? You don't see that. You know, they're all locked up in the bedroom texting. And God forbid they fall off the bike because then the parents freak out and, you know, you've got to get all these new medicines, you know, from your local pharmacy to put on the wound, otherwise they're getting infected and their leg's going to have to be chopped off. And, you know, none of that happened when we were kids. You fall off your bike, you go home, your mum said, well, you don't know I fell off my bike. You know, just clean it up and forget about it, you know. Right. It's like parents have become paranoid about letting the kids out. You know, don't let them get in the dirt. You know, they're going to get a new type of virus that we've got to be warned about. And but those kids, they don't know how the world used to be. They don't know there is a world out there where you can have fun. You know, they're brought up to believe that, God forbid, you touch somebody's front door, you know. I mean, what could be on it? You could be infected with the Black Death or something, you know. So you have that angle. And, of course, as you said, the most important thing is that the new generation is born into a world where they've not known any difference. They don't have memories of when it wasn't like that. So, yeah, I mean, I don't mean to sound defeatist, because it's not, but I can understand how a few future generations, you know, perhaps the one after this one and the one after that, really wouldn't care if they were implanted or not, you know. If they don't care, well, why should I care about them? That's the way I look at it. You know, if you want to give up and you're 70, 100 years from now, well, screw you, you know, it's your fault. You know, I'm not going to worry about those people if they're, you know, if they're sheep.
I see the country kind of, in many ways, the sort of devolving into a state of waking coma. I think there's a lot of people walking around, you know, they're tranquilized, they're taking mood altering antidepressants and, you know, Prozac and Xanax and all these types of numbing, you know, medications that just sort of, I think, kind of dumb you down and just make you sort of numb to you know, reality in many ways. And I think
they do. Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point of it.
Complacency.
You know, you get hooked on them. You know, you to ostensibly help your moods, but then you are hooked on them. You know, it is a drug. You know, but again, I mean, 30 years ago, I mean, people weren't popping this pill for anxiety or depression or this or whatever. You just got on with your lives. And, you know, well, if you feel a bit down on a Monday morning, that's no reason to pop a pill. Everybody's down on a Monday morning. You know, what you got to do is just sort of pull your boots on and get on with the day. And if you're feeling a bit low, give yourself a punch around the face and snap out of it. You know, take a pill. That's the way I look at it. And I mean, I mean, I don't have kids, so it's all okay for me to, you know. Or some people say, well, you know, you don't have kids or whatever, you know what it's like and all the stress. But I mean, it's all this sort of stuff about, you know, teaching kids not to do this and not to do that. Well, I mean, when I was a little kid, if I did something wrong, my dad would give me a clip around the head, and I'd know not to do it again. Today, the parents would be hauled off before, you know, whoever, and threatened with the kids being taken away from them. Well, it never hurt me if I got a clip around the ear or whatever because I pulled next door's fence over trying to climb it or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so it's like common sense has gone, and it's been replaced by just people living in states of fear, anxiety, stress, depression. Oh, you know, if you wake up on a Monday morning, you know, feeling depressed and down, you've got Monday morning syndrome. No, it's Monday morning and we've just had a great weekend and I really don't want to get up. No, you don't need to be on pills for things like that. And if you're depressed because how your life is, well, change your life. You know, don't take a pill to cope with the life you've got that's crappy. Change your life.
Yeah, and change the laws and make it illegal to advertise drugs on TV and just prompt people to be in a constant state of, you know, self-medication and self-diagnosis. You know, I loved it when the first drug commercial started coming out after they changed the laws, and one of the first ones to be advertised was Claritin. And this ad would come on, and it would be this real psychedelic, you know, this colorful kind of dreamlike sequence of trees and flowers blooming in fast motion. And then it said, Claritin, ask your doctor if it's right for you. And they never told you what it was for. It just blew my mind. I'm looking at whoever was in the room with me, and I'm going, oh, my God.
Well, you know, this is a problem. The people today are conditioned that they've got to be on something. If you're not on something, well, what's wrong with you? You know, I mean, I'm not nothing special, but I mean, I've never taken an antidepressant, an anxiety pill, or nothing in my entire life. Never mind the last couple of years, in my entire life.
You're too dang busy, dude. You got so much going on that there's just no way. I mean, you don't have time to be depressed.
Well, I mean, we all get down from now and again because that's called life, you know.
An Englishman living in Texas, yeah, you probably do get down every now and then.
Well, I like Dallas, you know, it's a cool area. But, you know, I mean, joking aside, my view is, well, if you're down, you're not feeling so good and things aren't going well, you have to do things to put it right. You know, you can't just sort of roll over and lose and end up like a quivering wreck on the floor.
Let's talk about quivering wrecks in our next segment with Gene and Chris and Nick Redfern. You're in
the Paracast.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
This is the Quivering Rex show. I don't think so. Nick Redfern, you want to continue on that discussion? Then I'd like to focus on specific conspiracies and what they mean.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I think people need to sort of wake up, go back to actually using common sense, stop being paranoid about touching doorknobs and sinks and get the kids out of the house, show them the real world, whether they like it or not, and try and get back some semblance of how things were in the past. And I'm not saying that, you know, out of nostalgia or anything like that. It's just because, okay, technology-wise, we might be far more advanced today, but we've lost humanity to a degree. We've lost our social interaction. You know, I don't call social interaction texting.
Yes.
You know, to me, social interaction is what I do, which is like Friday night down the pub, Saturday night go and see a band, Sunday night out with a girlfriend, whatever. That, to me, is social interaction.
Not playing video games.
Yeah, where are you now, letter R, letter U? That, to me, that's not social interaction.
Yeah.
That's just being like Robbie the robot, you know.
Well, we live in a very narcissistic culture. I think it's becoming more and more narcissistic. I go up to Grand Canyon, do tours up there all the time, and more of these people are walking around with these selfie sticks. I'm gonna take one and just beat the hell out of somebody with it. I really do. It's the most. Back in the 60s, you know, you kind of judge the progress of a culture by, you know, the types of the expansion of language in words. And back then it was ego trip and freak out and kind of the terms that, you know, sort of summed up the times. And in today's day and age, it's selfie and twerking and, you know, all these very narcissistic kind of bizarre sort of, again, narcissistic is the only word I can think of. And, you know, people have to start waking up. You're right. We need to start interacting more in a genuine way, not a superficial way on Facebook or texting. And get your noses out of your damn smartphones. You know, I don't know how many times I pull up next to somebody and they're driving along and they're texting. I mean, to me, it's dangerous, number one. And number two, it's just emblematic of what's going on in the culture right now. And I if that's sounding like an old fogey, I don't care. I claim it.
Well, you know, I mean, I agree with what you said. But, I mean, one of the things I would say is, you know, I'm not denying the importance of the technology that we have today. You know, I'm not some sort of Luddites, as they call it, who wants to go back to days when we just used phones and faxes. I mean, that'd be ridiculous. You know, the internet is an amazing tool, and, you know, life would be worse without it. But I think what's happened is that it's essentially become all-controlling and all-dominating. What we've lost with the internet is the balance of the incredible opportunity it gives us.
Right.
With also having a normal life.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened. We've lost the normal life aspect and totally gone over to the technology side of things. If it was a pure balance, you know, which is what I try and do, you know. I mean, a lot of people know I work 8 to 5, Monday to Friday, and that's it. I don't work at night. I don't work at weekends unless it's like a conference or something. And I just have a totally normal life away. You know, I follow the soccer a lot, go and watch that. I did totally normal stuff. And I think if you can balance it, everything's good. But today's generation cannot balance, you know, youngest generations cannot balance it. They just totally, they're basically becoming sort of slave to the machine, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you here, since we're so much focusing on secret histories and conspiracies, do you think the way that young people behave today is driven by the technology and just natural evolution, the way things work, or there's some other force at work there?
Well, I think what you're saying, I mean, I don't think smartphones were created to deliberately watch everyone and keep everybody occupied, but I think there are probably certain power players who have come to realize that, wow, you know, yes, this technology was introduced, you know, to create a better phone, but actually we can make use of it and watch everybody with it. So I think that's happened. You know,
can you spell Google?
Can I spell Google? I can try.
You just did, I think.
It's like any of these technologies. I don't think they were created by some sinister body where they thought, well, you know, we can watch everybody, and if we bring out electronic books, we can see what everybody's reading. I don't think it was deliberately done like that, but I think it is a situation where certain people, like I said, can say, wow, you know, the fact that people are reading books online now, we can see what they're reading, you know, and whereas if they're just going into a store or whatever, you know, it's less easy. I think that's the problem, is that the more the technology advances today, internet-based stuff, it becomes more and more easy to follow what we're doing. And I mean, going back to that issue of being implanted, I mean, actually previously said, you know, what do you think about the whole implant thing? And I said, well, really, it's a non-issue. We don't need to be implanted anymore. And they're like, well, why not? I said, because most people have got iPhones. Your every movement can be tracked. Your every social media interaction can be tracked. Every book you buy off Amazon can be tracked. You don't need to be implanted. You effectively, you are implanted, except under your skin. It's in your pocket. Isn't it?
Right. Good point.
Oh, I'm full of good points.
Yeah, I'm noticing.
We're all having fun here. You know, there's a feeling here that a lot of things changed for the worse, beginning with the Kennedy assassination. There was so much optimism in our world. And after that, we had that event with a lot of controversy over what actually happened. We had the Vietnam War that may or may not have played out that way if Kennedy was still alive. All those things. What's your perception?
Well, I wasn't born when the Kennedy assassination happened, but I mean, you know, anyone who knows anything about history realizes the sort of sheer shock and vibrations that went through the country and the world when that happened. You know, I'm sure there's anybody who was alive and at a certain age, not just in America, who doesn't remember where they were, you know, when Kennedy was shot. I'm sure they do. But yeah, and I think what a lot of this comes down to is something which I think also applies to the UFO issue. I genuinely don't believe that a lot of the things that are seen as being the work of like the elected government actually is the work of the elected government. I actually think, I often think there's sort of like rogue agencies or sort of black budget operations, and they're the ones really pulling the strings, and they're the ones trying to push this through or push that through, and it's done under the banner of government. So, you know, I think, genuinely do think that, you know, the elected governments may be perceived as the bad guys by a lot of people, but I think in many respects they're not. But their strings are being pulled unknowingly by powerful players linked with worldwide multi-corporations and things like that. And I think with all these operations, different tentacles going on, they're the ones who have changed things since the Kennedy assassination. You know, they're the ones lurking in the shadows while we're all, people pointing the finger at the CIA or whatever for the Kennedy assassination. But it's this powerful body lurking in the shadows, and that could apply to other political assassinations, reasons for getting into wars, you know, who's actually coming up with the reasons why we need to go into this war. Is it the government? Is it the Pentagon? Or is it actually, as I suspect, you know, people who may have ties to these bodies but have sort of a more sinister and far deeper agenda going on?
Good point. It's greed.
With Gene and Chris and Nick, you're in
the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
With Gene and Chris and Nick, we're talking about greed and conspiracies and all the strange things that are going on. There's a lot to talk about in this book, and I wanted to focus on a few things. It just hit me as I was reading the chapter. Number one being a conspiracy with regard to the Lenin assassination. Mm-hmm. So is there a suggestion here it was not just this lone, crazy gunman?
Well, for most people who've sort of commented on the the death of John Lennon, it's not whether or not Mark Chapman was the only gunman. I mean, he clearly was. The big question is, did Mark Chapman do it of his own accord, or was he some kind of Manchurian candidate? You know, that's sort of been the major thrust of the research community that exists in that field. And there is sort of like an undercurrent of people who focus on that particular area. You know, they've pointed out the fact that things like, the MKUltra thing, when that kicked off in the 50s and continued for years. I mean, for example, we give one classic example. There have been a lot of rumors over the years that the CIA used to recruit people through the old YMCA.
YMCA? Stop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, that was actually said by Philip Aggie, who wrote the CIA diary in 75. He said it was like prime recruiting grounds for CIA.
It's fun to go to the YMCA.
And,
please don't spare us, Chris, please.
Yeah, let's not go down that path. Yeah, but Mark Chapman, you know, he spent time there. He also did a bunch of LSD. Now, of course, LSD was something that was tested extensively in the whole MKUltra program, particularly in the 50s. And, I mean, where John Lennon was shot, the Dakota Hotel, Well, the doorman there was a man named Jose San Genis Perdomo, and he actually worked with both the the Cuban secret police and the CIA.
Whoa.
You know, that's a fact. It doesn't mean he was involved. It just means it's a very odd strand to the story, you know.
And wasn't Chapman recruited by John Hinckley's dad in Florida at that religious charity organization, World something or other?
Yeah, there's all sort of... So this is the interesting thing about the Lenin assassination, is that you have all these multiple strands. For example, the FBI has now declassified its file on John Lennon, which you can find at the FBI's website, The Vault. It's clear that the FBI was concerned by the fact that John Lennon was someone who, you know, millions of people listened to, and he was demanding that the US get out of the Vietnam War. I mean, if he was just somebody on a street corner, or, you know, somebody like us who sells like a small number of books thereabouts, that nobody really cares. When it's a world famous rock star getting his name on the front page of national newspapers because of his stance on the Vietnam War, people do listen. And so, in other words, he was someone who, by default, I guess, had the ability to influence a great deal of people to go down a path that certain other people didn't want the country to go, you know, out of Vietnam. And we also know that Britain's domestic intelligence service, MI5, the British equivalent to the FBI, they had extensive files on John Lennon as well. So they all sort of viewed him as like a troublemaker and somebody who was causing problems as they saw them. So, you know, when you read these extensive files and things like this, and then you see people tied with this organization, that organization, it's no wonder that conspiracy theories have developed, that somebody said, hey, you know, let's just get one of these Manchurian candidates and get rid of this man, you know.
Now, when you talk of Manchurian candidate, that label is often applied to Sirhan Sirhan and the death of Robert Kennedy. Now, I'm going to age myself here. Let me tell you how I first heard about it. I was working at a very small radio station in Worthington, Minnesota. Well, medium-sized station for that part of southwest Minnesota. I was driving to work and listening to one of the big stations from Minneapolis, St. Paul. And I heard the early news about the shooting of Robert Kennedy. That's my first exposure. But why do we call this guy Sirhan Sirhan, who today would probably be regarded as an Arab terrorist by the nature of his origins? How do we think of him as a Manchurian candidate?
Well, you know, I mean, these theories have sort of developed in most of the sort of relatively recent last 50 years assassination type cases, whether, you know, Sirhan Sirhan, obviously Lee Harvey Oswald, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, there are a few weird things in relation to the whole issue, you know, of Sirhan Sirhan. For example, at one point, he was basically sort of interviewed and questioned by a psychiatrist based at UCLA named Dr. Bernard Diamond. And Diamond actually brought up certain entries that were contained in Sirhan's notepads. And he'd sort of written time and time again, in capital letters, no less, mind control, mind control, mind control. And so you have things like this, you know, was that just some way for him to sort of have a plausible means of defense? You know, it wasn't me, I was hypnotized. I mean, some people have argued that. But on the other hand, you could take the approach that this is evidence of something that was sort of deeply buried in his mind and something that happened to him. You know, the whole issue then came tumbling out. And there's also this strange story.
Yeah, the lady in the polka dot dress.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The woman in the polka dotted dress at the scene of the assassination. One of the theories is that with these Manchurian candidates, they have to have like a trigger image or a trigger word or something like this to put them in that sort of hypnotized mode. In other words, you know, they're not constantly walking around like in a zombie type daze, but when they see the trigger image or they hear the trigger word, their mind flips over to this hypnotized robotic state. And one of the theories is that this polka dotted dressed woman at the assassination that for Sahan, the image of the polka-dotted dress was what put him in, essentially, assassin mode. And then when it was over, you know, his mind began to clear, and it was, what the hell just happened? So, you know, it's an intriguing case, and like with the Lennon assassination and like with the Kennedy JFK assassination, you have all these weird little strands and ties and links. And the reason why I get suspicious and suspect that we do have Manchurian candidates is that if we didn't, we simply wouldn't have all these odd strands and ties. You know, I mean, if it was just a regular person who just decided to go out and do it because they didn't like the person, you wouldn't find odd and curious links to the CIA or the Mafia or whoever. It would just, you know, it would just be, well, he worked at this store and, you know, took his kids to church and whatever. But we're not seeing that. So that's what leads me to believe there are Manchurian candidates, not necessarily just what they do, but the people they're tied to and the strands that we find when you go looking into their backgrounds.
Well, this is also what I wonder, especially in the 60s, because we had the movie, The Manchurian Candidate, where this former soldier is being given this, shall we say, series of brainwash sessions by an actor named Kai D, who, by the way, played Wofat on the original Hawaii Five-O and was also a co-producer of the Long John Neville radio show. Well, that's just background information. And he was not Korean. He was not Oriental. I think he was born in Europe. The key being here is we think of that, where someone gets a telephone call and someone says something, and that's a common theme used in a lot of movies. But is that really something that could have happened, or is it something that satisfies people who can't accept the possibility that just one crazy person did all this stuff?
Well, I mean, that's actually a very good question. And I think, you know, it does satisfy people, but just because it does satisfy people doesn't necessarily mean it's wrong. I mean, I'll give you a classic example.
Let's do that example in our next segment. Let's hold the classic example, and we'll have it waiting for you in our next segment with Nick Redfern, talking about secret history with Gene and Chris. You're in
The Paracast.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Nick Redfern is with us, and when he comes on, it's just a great session of fascinating information. And you had an example to present in response to some of my comments. Would you do the so now?
Yeah, this issue of whether people could actually be sort of trained to be Manchurian candidates. Well, way back in 1942, which was close to a decade before MKUltra even started, Dr. George Estabrooks, who was the chair of the Department of Psychology at Colgate University, said, to quote him, "I can hypnotize a man without his knowledge or consent into committing treason against the United States. 200 trained foreign operators working in the United States could develop a uniquely dangerous army of hypnotically controlled six columnists." Now, Estabrooks was no fool, no idiot. And as I said, he made that statement 73 years ago. So for him to say, you know, he could turn anyone against their own country, and he recognized how, as he called them, hypnotically controlled six columnists could essentially wreak havoc. It isn't much of a leap to suggest, you know, you could have an entire dangerous army, as he called it. Well, actually programming one person rather than an entire army might not be that difficult at all. You know, I think we're not still fully sure of the entire scope of all the MKUltra programs, because when in the mid-70s the whole thing started to come tumbling out, Richard Helms, who was the director of the CIA at the time, ordered all of the MKUltra files burned. Now, a lot of them survived the destruction order because a lot of them were sort of contracted out to private contractors. So it wasn't like everything was held at CIA headquarters. But certainly massive amounts of the early MKUltra files, I mean, literally tens and tens of thousands of pages, were dispatched to the furnace. And so certain portions, probably some of the more controversial ones, will never really know the answer to, I guess.
Well, and there were also stories from the late 40s of Andrea Puharic developing transmitters that were put in fake teeth and then implanted in the mouths of unwitting subjects. And there was some question of some of the motivations. Sidney Gottlieb, at the Army Chemical Court for Dietrich and Puharic and others, whose names pop up in the strangest places.
Well, yeah, I mean, Paharik, I mean, he was someone who, you know, he was looking into all sorts of things, sort of psychedelics and UFOs and mind control, mind manipulation.
Right, and channeling the nine.
Yeah, channeling the nine.
Council
and,
of nine.
Yeah, I actually got some of his, not a massive amount, but a number of official files on him through the Freedom of Information Act, you know, that talked all about his work with the chemical department people in the military and the army, and how various military personnel have been out to visit him at his Glen Cove, where he worked, and talking all and discussing all his different concepts and ideas, and even things like, you know, his thoughts on reincarnation and how possibly psychedelics could literally give you a glimpse into the distant past and things like that. So, you know, he's a fascinating guy. And if you look at all the early MKUltra stuff, you know, people think it was all about hypnosis and training assassins. It wasn't. They were actually looking at things, everything from LSD, mescaline, sacred mushroom, the whole thing. They were looking at the way in which the human mind could be altered radically from a whole wide range of disciplines, never mind just sort of synthesized chemical stimulants or whatever, but as I said, you know, psychedelics from the South American jungle or from Mexico or whatever, right. You know, peyote, everything. So,
well,
you know,
not to mention
really
synthesized chemicals, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That remember the movie Jacob's Ladder with Tim Robbins, where, you know, there's stories that have surfaced over the years that certain types of mind-altering chemicals were devised and tested unwittingly on U.S. troops in Vietnam. And of course, that movie kind of takes that theme and does a, you know, a fictional run with it. But it's not out of the realm of reason based on my fairly extensive research into all these subjects. And that's why your book fascinates me, because you really do a good job of taking some of the lesser-known conspiracy theories in that section of the book and really exposing some good research that you've done and some real good digging that you've done. The Marilyn Monroe information is very interesting to me. I remember seeing your talk at the Paradigm Symposium, just shaking my head going, wow, I had no idea, you know. There's some pretty wild stuff, you know, and it all seems to have this weird kind of undercurrent of connectivity. The same names keep coming up, the same types of details tend to dovetail with one another, and it's really hard not to look over your shoulder and think that, wow, there really does appear to be an underlying cabal that's sort of manipulating the puppet strings, as it were.
Well, I mean, the one issue of MKUltra that is, people have written about it, you know, an article here, an article there, but it's not, I think it really would benefit, well, I know it would benefit from like a full-length book, is the MKUltra connection to the whole UFO issue. Now, I mean, John, a lot of people don't know this, John Fuller, who wrote The Interrupted Journey, the book on the Betty and Barney Hill case that really kicked off the whole abduction scenario. John Fuller was heavily interested in the MKUltra story. He actually met in the mid-50s some of the scientists who were contracted out to do work on MKUltra. He was fascinated by it. And then in early 70s, he wrote this book called The Day of St. Anthony's Fire, which was about an outbreak of what was thought to be ergot poisoning, in France, where literally this little village, the people became like deranged, you know, like something out of straight out of 28 Days Later, because, you know, their minds were poisoned by what was believed to be ergot. But over time, more and more data has come forward to suggest this may have been some sort of testing at a sort of small localized level of some sort of powerful hallucinogenic. So it's interesting that Fuller had an interest in MKUltra way back to the 50s, met some of the guys, then suddenly wrote a book about this case that actually years later became suspected of being connected to MKUltra. And, of course, you have the theory that the Betty and Barney Hill case could have been like an MKUltra op, you know, some sort of attempt to sort of promote the idea of aliens and, you know, fabricate a UFO incident. So there are a number of cases that fall into that particular category that I think could benefit from a renewed look, but from a very different perspective.
Well, yeah, and look at the cultural meme that was unleashed by that case.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, and I mean, you can find things like that throughout a number of cases. I mean, the Pascagoula case, 1973, Hickson and Parker, Charlie Hickson and Calvin Parker, is a classic of ufology. But they were taken on the Mississippi River. Well, literally, just a little while up the Mississippi River, like 8 miles from where they were abducted, back in from the 50s onwards, the military was testing BZ, which is a highly powerful hallucinogenic, testing it right in the very area where they were supposedly abducted by aliens. You know, they saw this strange light coming across the river. They felt weird. And then these figures, you know, seemed to be in suits or padded or whatever. You know, they looked strange, grabbed hold of them. Well, could it have been a helicopter releasing an aerosol hallucinogen and then took them on board and fabricated a situation? Maybe that's what happened.
Well, you mentioned earlier about Walt Disney and the CIA. Why don't you give us a little synopsis on that? I bet you a lot of people weren't aware of that connection.
Well, yeah, this is an interesting story. It relates to the CIA's Robertson panel, which was set up in the early 50s. Now, the early 50s, in terms of UFO research and investigations at an official level, was interesting because you had a lot of people doing a lot of different things. For example, you know, the Air Force had Project Sign, Project Grudge, and Blue Book. And depending on the era, you had some people who believed, well, are we dealing with the Russians or is it German craft? Others thought, some people in these groups thought it was legitimately extraterrestrial. For example, in one of the old Grudge reports, there's an entire document that talks about how the Weather Bureau had prepared a report for the Air Force talking about the ball lightning angle. Then over the years, different theories of surface plasmas, and the British Ministry of Defence put out a lengthy report saying they were plasmas. In other words, what you have is a lot of agencies looking into aspects of the UFO phenomenon for varying reasons. And the Robertson panel, which was set up by the CIA, wasn't, contrary to what a lot of people believe, designed to investigate UFOs. The Robertson panel was concerned about the means by which unfriendly nations could exploit the UFO phenomenon, whether it really existed or not. And the Robertson panel's files talk about how there were concerns that the Russians would spread bogus UFO stories all across the US over the airwaves and plunge the country into a state of hysteria.
Let's do our breaks here, otherwise we'll all be hysterical. With Gene and Chris and Nick Redfern, you're in
the Paracast.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.